governments are built by men. The race, but not the conquerors. The humans like us. Here we came with this. What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Government.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Governor.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. General.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Colonel.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Major.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Captain. What's killing the youth? Tell me, Mr. Sergeant.
Some brothers, the leader, we report to them, they fulfill. But seems to not true, the lies in between. That's when we smoke some weed. Me love this sea butter. I'm a brother, 21 years, yes indeed. Finally did need for peace, where is it? I need to know, I need to know. Mr. Man, I keep on talking, like I got one question that they can't even answer. Will it lead to me to hell with your old time? Oh, tell me,
what's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Government,
what's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Governor,
what's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. General, why?
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Colonel.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Major.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Captain. What's killing the youth? Tell me, Mr. Sergeant.
Welcome to Revolutionaries Broadcasting Corporation. You're here with me, Fresh Revoluter. In today's interview, we have with us one of the greatest political spokesperson, Dr. Professor Doggy the Cats. So, Professor Doggy, welcome to RBC. There were rumors all over the social media around the world concerning the government and youth almost getting a bite at each other. Can you break it down in pieces so it can be understandable to us and the viewers?
For sure, Mr. Presenter. We are so much impressed with our countrymen. We are actually trying to bring peace in the country. There are people who are trying to obstruct this peace when we are trying to, government trying to bring peace. I'm so sure that we want to bring power from Uganda to avoid people going to Uganda and bring peace to this country. And economically, our country is booming for sure. It's booming. When it comes to security, we are better compared to Uganda, Khartoum, Kenya, Tanzania. Reason being, we don't move in the night in South Sudan, especially the capital of Juba, but Uganda, Kenya, Tanzania. People move in the night. That means there is no security. I'm willing to bring peace and my people and the government at large. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Professor. Thank you for bringing peace unto the people of South Sudan. And I also want to thank the viewers for this night.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Government.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Governor.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. General. Why?
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Colonel.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Major.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Captain. What's killing the youth?
What is the democracy that you call us a mega fighting? We're tired of to anarchy, one ring for the country. Recognize among the 193 and 54 in the cradle of mankind. Just feel it and feel no cutting. Bad politics are so infectious after decades of real life destruction. But my question remain unanswered. Guns so disturbing, not a thing to rely on. Watch it, brother, or you might get chewed. They might look beautiful, but they're so rude. Government don't pray on that kind.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Government.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Governor.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. General. Why?
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Colonel.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Major.
What's killing the youth?
Tell me, Mr. Captain.